Richardson, the running back. They give it to him over the right side. Dives. He's in. Touchdown. Trent Richardson. Weeden looking right corner of the end zone. Throws. Touchdown. Jordan Cameron. What a beautiful throw.
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio. This is Cleveland Browns Daily. Driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Weeden to throw. He's going to go long. Looking long for Gordon. He's out there. He's got it. 10-5. Touchdown. No doubt about it.
And now, here are your hosts, Vic Carucci and Nathan Zagora.
Cleveland Browns Daily. Just 3 days. One, two, three. Three little days away from the start of this season. Notorious VIC, Vic Carucci, Nathan Zagora with you from the Dog Bowl in Berea. And Vic, the excitement is palpable. It is in the air. Everybody is excited. And we have a loaded, loaded show today.
We really do. We really do. We've got, of course, and we're hearing other voices in our head right now, Dino, so it's throwing us off a little bit. But we'll proceed. A loaded show because we're going to have Doug Deacon from the Browns Radio Network join us at the bottom of this hour. And in hour number two, stacked up, the team president, Alex Shiner, will be with us, along with Kevin Griffin, who's vice president of the fan experience for the Browns. So the two of them are going to talk about what's going on Sunday. Oh, yeah, the opener, and get there early for the game, and what can fans anticipate at First Energy Stadium. And all that's there to the enhancements, they're going to roll out some of them at the start on Sunday, and then the rest of them will kind of follow suit. And then after that, we're going to hear from Solomon Wilcots. He's going to be on the call for Sunday's game for CBS, so he'll be there around 2:15. And then 2:30, and it's guest after guest, Don Banks from SportsIllustrated.com will have him with us.
And it is a loaded show because it is time to get things.
And it is a loaded show because we are just 3 days away from the kickoff of the 2013 Cleveland Browns season. Miami Dolphins, September the 8th, First Energy Stadium. That's when it all goes down. The 53-man roster has finally been assembled. Voices are no longer speaking
in our
ears. Notorious, and a calm has settled over.
I thought like 50 people jumped into the studio.
It was pretty wild. A calm has settled over. The dog bowl.
50 people in this studio, if that helps you guys.
I'm trying to concentrate. It was a challenge when you're trying to hear two conversations.
But you know what? That's the difference in the preseason and the regular season.
Bishop in your ear throws you off? I mean, I can't imagine that.
Oh, my God. a lot of caffeine today, too.
Yes. Thank you for your indulgence as we figured it out, guys.
Yes, all right, indeed. So a loaded show, a lot to get to. Also want to hear from you, 216-578-0850. That's 216-578-0850. Or you can tweet the show at Browns_daily. And, you know, yesterday we talked a little bit about the fact Billy Cundiff is here. The kicking situation settled, at least in the short term. The 53-man roster seems to be set. Mm-hmm. And it's time to turn our attention to this game with the Miami Dolphins. And as you've written about at ClevelandBrowns.com, this is a big opening game, maybe one of the bigger opening games in the history of this franchise, because it is a new era. The schedule gets tough after the first game, three straight playoff teams on the docket. It's a game the Browns can win, and for this team to kind of fulfill the vision and the promise that we saw glimpses of in the preseason, you want to come out to a fast start. You want to take care of business at First Energy Stadium, your hometown fans, your hometown field. You want to handle your business there against the Miami Dolphins.
Yeah, home openers and openers in general, very important games. We know in the what they mean in football, what they mean pretty much across the board, but with regard to this team, what makes this very different is because of what this ushers in. And it ushers in a new way of thinking, a new approach to things. People are still looking for the reason to believe that the Browns get it right this time, and that this discussion of the right direction is really tangible, is something they can embrace, is something they can believe in. Winning that first game gives you a reason to do that. Now, how they play that first game comes into the discussion. How they look. We liked what we saw from the offense through at least two of the preseason games, the first two in particular, and we liked a lot about the way Brandon Weeden looked, and it seemed to agree with the expectation of what kind of quarterback he's going to be in this offense and the coaching that goes with that. But if we don't see that in a game that counts, if we don't see that in the opener and against a really good Dolphins defensive front, we will question it. It will be questioned.
Absolutely.
It will come back to, well, it looks like the same old, or if he does well, we're going to say, okay, this is legitimate now. This does, the game counts. The opponent is a good test right off the bat defensively and should be. And here's the even bigger one for Brandon Whedon. For all of the talk of who's going to step up for Josh Gordon in these first two games, the first guy I actually want to see step up is number three. Yes, Travis Benjamin, important that he fills a role and does his job. And, yeah, Greg Little. And, yeah, Devon Best, do your thing. And Trent Richardson, run the football. And all those areas to pick up the slack. But it's got to start with number three. Quarterbacks don't always get to have their top weapons with them in a particular game. Injuries do happen, or suspensions in this case happen. Things happen. They have to overcome. I want to see number three overcome.
I agree with you, and I'm not saying when I make the next comparison, I'm not legitimately comparing Brandon Whedon to Tom Brady, but if you're Tom Brady, you're going into this game and game number one of the season this year without Wes Welker, without Rob Gronkowski, without Aaron Hernandez, without Brandon Lloyd, without Deion Branch and Danny Woodhead, your top six targets from a year ago. They will be starting two undrafted free agents in New England, Kenbrell Tompkins, Zach Sudfeld, a tight end. So, this is something you have to deal with. Your top weapons being gone, you have to deal with it. And I think you're exactly right. Brandon Whedon still has some weapons in this passing game, but it's going to be a matter of maximizing the chances he gets. I will tell you this. The Miami Dolphins, when they look at the Browns offense without Josh Gordon, will be concerned with one thing primarily, and that will be slowing down Trent Richardson. So the opportunities to make plays will be there, certainly off of play action, and Brandon Whedon needs to make those plays in order for this team to be able to win this game on September the 8th against the Miami Dolphins.
And after that, you're going to ask me who else I want to see step up. I'm still not going to talk about a receiver or a running back. I'm going to talk about the defense. I'm going to talk about a defense that has been touted as being more aggressive, as being able to put pressure on the quarterback, as being the place where the Browns made their greatest investment, starting with the coordinator on down. And it's got to show out in a game like this when you know as a team a key component is missing, happens to be missing from the offensive side of the ball. So you have got to do everything you can in terms of game plan and execution to make that field as short as possible for your offense.
Right, and that's the key. And everybody who's come in here, every national voice we've heard here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, has said that they feel that this defense is a playoff caliber defense. And if you're going to win a game without clearly your best receiver and Josh Gordon, you're going to do that with a combination of efficiency on offense and excellent defense, shortening the field, as you pointed out, limiting the other team's chances, certainly to score points. And if you can do that, this team will win this game. And I think you're exactly right. It's the defense. To me, it's the pressure that's generated by this defense,
right?
Because that's what Ray Horton was brought here to do. That's why Paul Kruger was signed. That's why Barkevious Mingo was drafted. That's why Quentin Groves was signed. That's why Desmond Bryant was signed. It was all about generating pressure from the defensive front on the quarterback. That is going to be key. We've talked about it already. We're playing a Miami Dolphins team that lost its best tackle, Jake Long, former number one pick, replacing him with Jonathan Martin, Tyson Clabo. Yeah. They have an opportunity to get to the quarterback, and that's what they're going to have to do. So you're right. It's about Whedon. And I don't think he needs necessarily win the game. I think they're going to come down to 3 to 4 critical throws that he must make.
Yeah.
He must not turn the ball over, and the defense must set the offense up in advantageous positions so that they don't have to go, you know, on a 12-play drive, but they can go on a shorter drive with a shorter field.
And the third spot that I want to see step up on this step-up Sunday game that it is for the Browns is coaching. So you want your quarterback to do what he does, your defense to do what it does, and then your head coach in his first regular season game as an NFL head coach has got to be as sharp as he can possibly be, and this staff has got to out-coach and outperform Joe Philbin and company because, yeah, they come here with a lot of ideas. They come here with big expenditure and pressure on their end because of what this team did in Miami to try to make itself better to deliver. So you're the road team, and in so many cases, what's the road agenda about? Trying to steal one, trying to do whatever you can by being smarter than the home team, by overcoming the issues of crowd noise. And we got to encourage the fan base here, get there early and make this hard. Ryan Tannehill, you can jam the signals. You can make life miserable for this guy and for this coaching staff and its communication, because what I'm about to say again is they'll win this. If they win this game, their coaching will have done a better job of not only preparation but communication adjustment in the course of this game. They're going to see Ryan Tannehill should have his brain turned into knots by what is happening on the other side of the ball in terms of looks and changes and variations and coverage and fronts, all the things that Ray Horton and that defensive scheme are going to try to do. And if you can jam those signals, if you can make it just a little bit harder for him to try to communicate with his line, his receivers, that goes a long way in giving the Browns their best chance to win this game.
It certainly does give the Browns their best chance to win this football game. And the crowd, you talked about it, is important. We will be talking with the team president, Alex Shiner, as well as the vice president of fan experience, Kevin Griffin, at 2 p.m. Eastern here on this program to talk to you about the things, the enhancements that have made at the stadium to enhance the fan experience, to enhance your time there, and allow you to give that advantage, give that home field advantage at First Energy Stadium this Sunday against the Miami Dolphins. That can help you. The fans can help a team. Look at what the 12th man does in Seattle. It helps the Seattle Seahawks have one of the best home field advantages in the NFL, and I know based on the turnouts at camp, based on the turnouts at the practice at the stadium family night, that this is a fan base right now that is hungry, that believes, and that is excited about this team. And for all the people out there who are talking about the fact that, yes, there are 13 rookies on the team, 9 undrafted free agents, let me say this. Would you prefer that this Cleveland Browns organization operate under the same modus operandi as the previous 15 years have done? Because where did that get you? Or would you believe in people who are very talented and qualified to take a new approach and try to turn this thing around? I think that that's what we're seeing here in Cleveland, and I'm very excited to see it actually play out on the field this Sunday and know that, you know, I can do my part, you all can do your part as well, being there at First Energy Stadium and making it rocking.
Yeah, do exactly. Make the place as unfriendly as possible for this Dolphin team. Really make it feel like there is a home field advantage, and you didn't always get that, obviously, at the stadium, and with good reason, with a team that didn't give you a whole lot to cheer about. Certainly didn't give you enough wins to look forward to. But I think with the and that's why it ties back into our initial theme here of this opener and what it means and why it carries more weight than your typical opener, because of the statement it makes toward everything else that's being put together here. All the newness, all the investment, it's real, and now you want to see the tangible results of that, but be a part of that, and we'll see what Sunday brings us. And then when if we're having a discussion about a win and we're having a discussion about getting it off to a good start, wow, what a tone that sets.
I just wish it was Sunday already. I know everybody in Denver and Baltimore, they get to have their teams play tonight. Their season kicks off tonight. The Browns still Sunday. But I'll tell you what, there is a lot of anticipation around this game, and I cannot wait. Monday's show is going to be interesting, one way or the other. There's no doubt about that on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. But obviously, everybody hoping for the same outcome in this city. Everybody listening to this show hoping for the same outcome. And I believe that the starting lineups of this Cleveland Browns team and the coaching staff that's around it, clearly good enough to win this football game. And I do believe the Browns will win it, and we can break down exactly why throughout the show. But again, loaded show, tons of guests for you, and we'll be back kicking things off when we continue on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.